It's 11 o'clock now, Thursday morning, the 1st of June, and this is the Classic Morning here on Fine Music Radio. And as I've been telling you, we start a new series today. There are so many new CDs coming in, either as CDs or these days mostly as downloads. And it's a great challenge for us here what to select and what to put on our playlists and what to bring you, because obviously we like to reflect what's going on in the music world, also with the new artists around. And I've always been slightly suspicious of very young pianists that suddenly are hailed as brilliant. Some of them do turn out to be thoroughly brilliant. Look at Lang Lang and Yevgeny Kissin, for example. Others sometimes just disappear. Well, one of the CDs that came in and is the first one to be reviewed in this series is by a young pianist called Bruce Liu, and L-I-U is how you spell his surname. He shot to worldwide fame in October 2021 when he won the 18th International Chopin Piano Competition and so became the first Canadian ever to take first prize in the long history of this prestigious event. He signed up to Deutsche Grammophon, and they know what they're doing when it comes to signing up artists. And now he's just released a CD of Johann Sebastian Bach's French Suite No. 5. And he, Bach, wrote the suite, one of a set of six, incidentally, in the early 720s, and possibly, how about this, as a wedding present for his second wife, Anna Magdalena. And the collection later became known as the French Suites, but the name is misleading given that each work contains movements inspired by dances from various national traditions. And this one that he's recorded, number 5, includes a German Allemand, a French Courante, a Spanish Charaband, and an Irish-Scottish Jig. And I have to say, just putting it on and listening, sometimes you must be careful to be objective, because one's ears can get tired. I was immediately struck by this player and his incredible sense of energy and precision, but also spontaneity, one of those pianists that make you feel as though he is discovering the music as he goes along. And it is elegantly phrased, and whether it's a fast movement or a slow movement, the music is beautifully and sensitively played with tremendous clarity of form and between the two hands. So what I've decided to do is to give an idea of a faster movement and then the slower saraband. So first then, here is Bruce Liu playing the French Suite No. 5, and this is the Allemande movement. Thank you. That's the Allemande from the French Suite No. 5 by Johann Sebastian Bach, and a brand new recording on the DG label with pianist Bruce Liu, the Canadian pianist, who incidentally at the moment is a mere 26 years old. Now that was one of the slightly faster movements, but what struck me when I was listening to this is the incredible sense of sensitivity and elegance when it came to the slow movements. And a saraband is not that easy to perform from the point of view of structure and concentration and all that. But this chap seems to get it right, absolutely. So let's listen then to this saraband from the new recording of Bach's French Suite No. 5, the pianist Bruce Liu. That's the saraband from the French Suite No. 5 in G major by Bach in a new recording with the 26-year-old Canadian pianist Bruce Liu. And he says, well, all seven movements in the suite are in the key of G major, which for Bruce Liu inspires a feeling of lyrical, poetic tenderness. It really did strike me as being a very special CD of Bach playing this, and well worth actually exploring. It's brand new release on the DG label. And these pieces, when they are played as elegantly and as spontaneously as this, really make you realize what a genius Bach was. So that's the CD for this week, for this month, actually. We get, as I said, a number of CDs in, and then what I'm going to do is hand pick a few that really, really impress me. I don't think there's any point in playing a CD which doesn't impress me. So Rodney Reviews is the name of the feature on the first Thursday of every month at 11 o'clock. I hope you'll join me for the next one a month from now.